Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Recounting events from this past week in history, we've got songs about mountain climbing, detectives, lawyers, and some songs about singing, so let's get started. This past week, on October 18th in 1943, the first broadcast of Perry Mason was presented on CBS Radio. In the 15-minute shows, which were broadcast Monday through Friday, Perry was played by Bartlett Robinson, Santos Ortega, Donald Briggs, and John Larkin. Larkin played the role the longest and was reportedly very disappointed when Raymond Burr got the TV role in 1957. So here to start off a set of songs to commemorate Perry Mason and all TV lawyers is Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra.
But I can show that I've got common sense. We come from monkeys, yes, alas. Some say we've reached a lower class. But each time I look in the glass, they can't fool me. At Hunt the Button Fun I get. Some girls are very cute, and yet I find it every time, you bet. They can't fool me. I'm no wise guy, still I get along. I may not know my left from right, but I do know right from wrong. Two old maids said in a flat, since last night there's been a rat. I said, give him his coat and hat, oh, you can't fool me. My pal puts Violet in his bath. Violet, that makes me laugh. I found where Violet lives, not half, you can't fool me. She giggles when he hugs her tight. When she's kissed, she laughs outright. She had convulsions late last night, they can't fool me. I'm no wise guy, still I get along. I may not know my left from right, but I do know right from wrong. There's a baby born, they say, every clock tick, that's okay. I bought a sundial yesterday, they can't fool me.
There's no fooling Perry Mason, and you can't fool George Formby either. You can't fool me from July 17th, 1938. Now, Perry Mason always seems to know when someone's lying, and he doesn't like it, not one bit. But Joe Sanders knows you're lying, and he loves it. I know you're lying, but I like it. The Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra. Joe Sanders doing the vocal with Carlton Coon on drums on that tune, written by David Oppenheim and Sam H. Stept. That was recorded during the band's last recording session in New York on March 24, 1932. Just 5 weeks later, Carlton Coon, or Cooney as he was called, died from blood poisoning as the result of a tooth extraction. He was just 38 years old. Continuing this courtroom set on Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Albert Brunies and his Halfway House Orchestra.
Thank you. everything about you. Give me the sign, soon I'll be without you. You're no longer mine. It's written all over your face. The truth is so hard to erase. I can understand what you don't dare to say, 'cause the touch of your hand says the flame died away. My arms don't inspire, your lips have no fire, your kisses are cold as ice. Your eyes seem to say, let's call it a day. To me it's farewell to paradise. A stranger can see at a glance that this is the end of romance. There's no need pretending, I see that it's the ending. It's written all over your face.
It's written all over your face. Someone has gone and taken my place. Now every little thing about you gives me the sign that soon I'll be without you. You're no longer mine. Oh, it's written all over your face. I know the truth is hard to erase, and that is why I understand what you don't care to say. 'Cause the touch of your hand says the flame died away. My arms don't inspire, your lips have no fire, your kisses are cold as ice. Your eyes seem to say, let's call it a day. To me it's farewell to paradise. A stranger can see at a glance that this is the end of romance. There's no need pretending, I see that it's the ending. It's written.
I'll just bet in some episode of Perry Mason somewhere, Perry says to some defendant, it's written all over your face. He's just gotta say that somewhere. But that was the Boswell Sisters singing It's Written All Over Your Face, backed by the Jimmy Greer Orchestra from December 10th, 1934. And before that, Albert Bruni's and his Halfway House Orchestra and Tell Me Who. Cornetist Albert Bruni's was born January 19, 1900, into one of the most famous musical families in New Orleans. Do you know who Annie S. Peck was? I didn't think so. Well, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you when we come back right after this. Last week, October 19th, marked the birth in 1850 of Annie S. Peck. So what's Annie's claim to fame? Well, in 1895, when she turned 45, she won international recognition by climbing the Matterhorn, and the one in Switzerland, not the one at Disneyland. After that, she conquered Huascarán, a 21,812-foot peak in Peru, the first American to reach that high a peak in the Western Hemisphere. Then, at age 61, she scaled Mount Coropuna, also in Peru, and just 562 feet shorter than Huascarán. So here to commemorate Annie's accomplishments are some hilltop songs, starting off with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra.
Thank you. lonely. Skies are never cloudy when the day is done. Stars are twinkling, howdy, to a setting sun. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair waiting for her share of joy. Hand in hand together, just as happy as can be. Up on a hilltop, that's heaven to me. High up on a hilltop, oh, beautiful to see. There's a cozy cottage that's standing peacefully. Skies are never cloudy when the day is done. Twinkling hardy to a setting sun. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair waiting for her share of joy. Hand in hand together, just as happy as can be. Up on a hilltop so high, that's heaven to me.
The Matterhorn is a bit more than a hilltop, but that was an It Hanshaw backed by the University Six and High Up on a Hilltop from 1928, and before that, Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and Mountain Greenery. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL 88.7 FM Avalon, a radio service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation. Your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or by phone to area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. Well, Annette Hanshaw was high up on a hilltop, and Victor Young is sitting high on a hilltop. I wonder if it's the same one.
I had a busy day today, full of troubles and trials, but I have put them all away and traded them for smiles. I've looked for a place in the sun, but I found a cozier one. I'm sitting high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon, where the breeze seems to say, don't you worry, things are bound to pick up pretty soon. Here beneath the sky on the hilltop, seems to me the world is all in tune. I forget all the hustle and hurry, tossing all my troubles to the moon. I know someone will love me and everything will be just right, just so the stars up above me continue doing business at the same old stand. It's mighty sweet in the evening when I've had a busy afternoon, sitting high, high, high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon. Thank you. above me, and everything will be just grand. Just so the stars up above me continue doing business at the same old stand. It's mighty sweet in the evening when I've had a busy afternoon, sitting high, high, high on a hilltop, tossing all my troubles to the moon. Just an echo in the valley, but it brings back sweet memories of you. Can't you hear it through the twilight when it answers, I love you, I do. How I wish we were here, just like we used to be. For since you have gone, there's nothing left for me, just an echo in the valley, but it brings back sweet memories of you. Daytime is over, nighttime is here, church bells are ringing mellow and clear. I feel so lonely, neat stars above, listening to one thing, the one thing I love. We were here, just like we used to be. For since you have gone, there's nothing left for me, just an echo in the valley, but it brings back sweet memories of you.
We started off with Dick Powell, backed by Victor Young and his orchestra, and I'm Sitting High on a Hilltop. And then from his 1933 picture Going Hollywood, Bing Crosby and Just an Echo in the Valley. Last week we heard Beautiful Girl from that same picture. I was wondering as I was playing that record, Bing's name was Harry Lillis Crosby, three names. But everyone referred to him simply as Bing. Now, Roger Wolf Kahn's name was Roger Wolf Kahn, but I've never heard him referred to anything other than Roger Wolf Kahn. You think maybe they called him Raj? Wolfie? Roger being all of 21 years old, the band may have called him Kid. On second thought, since his father was millionaire banker Otto Kahn, they probably called him Sir. We'll be back to do a little detective work right after this. Last week, October 20th in 1930, one of the most memorable of all radio shows, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, was heard on NBC for the first time. The first episode, The Speckled Band, featured William Gillette in the role of the famous detective. Gillette had introduced Holmes to New York audiences in 1899, on stage, not the radio, of course. So here to commemorate Sherlock Holmes are some mystery songs, starting off with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra.
If I live or I die, say who? I'm wondering who. Now tell me, who's gonna fret? Who's gonna frown? Who'll be unhappy if I don't come around? Say who? I'm wondering who. Who do you pet? Who do you let steal a kiss full of bliss? Tell me this. What makes you sad, then makes you glad, likes to tease, likes to squeeze, likes to please you? Who's gonna care? Who's gonna cry? Who's gonna worry if I live or I die? Say who? Tell me now, I'm wondering who.
Thank you.
pair of Irving Kaufman vocals. Irving Kaufman from 1924, and I Wonder What's Become of Sally. And before that, Irving Kaufman, backed by Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, and I'm Wondering Who, from an OK 78, recorded September 30th, 1927. Frank Trumbauer was born May 30th, 1901, in Carbondale, Illinois. After serving in World War I, he played in the bands of Joe Kaiser, Gene Rodemich, Edgar Benson, and Ray Miller. His own band made its debut at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis in September 1925. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records. The host is Glenn Robison, and the station is Island Radio, KISL, 88.7 FM, Avalon. I hope you'll tune in each Sunday evening at 6. We've got a couple more songs to finish off this mystery set. See if you can guess who performs this next song.
Gone without me. I thought you cared about me. Where are you? Where's my heart? Where is the dream we started? I can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending? Where are you?
Mantovani and his orchestra from 1937. George Barclay performed the vocal on Where Are You, written by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh. And before that, the Frankie and Johnny Orchestra, Frank Strange and John Gilliland from June 19, 1936, and Guess Who. Guess Who wrote Guess Who? That's right, it was Burton Lane and Ralph Freed. And guess who sang the vocal? Right again, John Gilliland. That recording was made as a field recording in Charlotte, North Carolina, by Victor. It was made in the second floor warehouse of the Southern Radio Company, a distributor of RCA Records and Phonographs, which was located at 208 and a half Tryon Street. Where was everybody who was anybody on October 2nd, 1883? I'll let you know when we return right after this. Last week on October 22nd in 1883, the first performance by the Metropolitan Opera was presented in their new opera house on Broadway between 39th and 40th. The company had been housed at the Academy of Music. The new opera house had 36 boxes in three levels. The lowest level became known as the Diamond Horseshoe. The Metropolitan Opera House was designed by J. Cleveland Cady. The building itself was of yellow brick, but the interior was very ornate, with red velvet and gold accents. The first performance starred Italian tenor Italo Campanini and Swedish soprano Christine Nielsen in Charles Gounod's Faust. Orchestra seat ticket holders paid a whopping $6 admission. The Met remained at that location until 1966, when a new 3,700-seat, 14-story opera house was built in New York City's Lincoln Memorial Center for the Performing Arts, the present home of the Metropolitan Opera. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to play opera records, although there were a lot of 78 RPM recordings of operas made. I am, however, going to play some songs about singing, starting off with Rudy Marlowe.
Thank you. And the night will find me arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at that lovely moon. When the stars above are glistening, I'm as tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. La 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 la, I'm singing, happy as a boy can be. 'Cause I see you right there waiting underneath the usual tree for two. And if you wonder why I'm humming, and if you wonder why I'm whistling, and if you wonder why I'm singing, well, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you. Happy as a boy can be, 'cause I see you right there waiting, and you're underneath that usual tree for two. If you wonder why I'm humming, oh, why am I whistling? And if you wonder why I'm singing, well, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you.
Well, I'm not sure how much humming and whistling they do in the Metropolitan Opera, but Bing Crosby does plenty there in I'm Hummin', I'm Whistlin', I'm Singin' from the 1934 picture She Loves Me Not. Irving Aronson and his Commanders backed Bing on that Harry Revel, Mac Gordon number. In She Loves Me Not, Curly Flagg, a Philadelphia nightclub dancer, witnesses a murder and runs away to avoid being held as a material witness. She winds up at Princeton, where she hides out in a college dorm, and students Paul and Buzz disguise her in men's clothes and a haircut. Soon converging on Princeton are publicity men for Buzz's dad's movie studio, Paul's irate fiancé Frances, the killer Mug, who wants to rub out Curly, and to top it off, the dean's daughter Midge is after Paul, played by Bing Crosby. And we started off with Rudy Marlowe and his orchestra, one of a vast number of pseudonyms for Ben Selvin, and Let Me Sing and I'm Happy, written by Irving Berlin for the Jolson picture Mammy. In the orchestra, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and Adrian Rollini on bass sax. Is it just me, or did anybody else notice that in that song, Let Me Sing and I'm Happy, there's no singing? Anyway, wrapping up this set of singing songs and tonight's show is Bert Hirsch directing the Hit of the Week Orchestra with Smith Ballou vocalizing on I Wanna Sing About You. Smith Ballou with Bert Hirsch directing the Hit of the Week Orchestra and a recording which went on sale July 8, 1931, I Want to Sing About You. Smith Ballou's real name was Smith Ballou, B-A-L-L-E-W. He was born January 21, 1902 in Palestine, Texas. I once hopped a freight train out of Palestine, Texas. Smith Ballou began his show business career as a radio singer. He worked with a number of band leaders, including Ted Weems, Hal Kemp, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. And in 1929, he organized the Smith Ballou Orchestra. In the same year, he signed his first recording contract. In the early 30s, he became one of the first singing screen cowboys. Smith's voice was dubbed in for John Wayne's in the Singing Sandy series. He appeared in 24 films, including a series of musical westerns for Paramount and another series for 20th Century Fox. His film credits include Under Arizona Skies in 1946 and The Red Badge of Courage in 1951. Smith Ballou died on March 12, 1984. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Your comments and requests are always welcome. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com. Cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I hope you'll tune in each Sunday evening at 6, as well as to the other fine programs and music to be heard here on KISL. I'll be back next week with more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records from out of the archive vault and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Until next time, I thank you ever so much for your very kind attention.